everyone. We are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avera.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're looking forward to a fantastic show today. Hell, I am. It's going to be Uber.
Very, very Uber, and you know it. Next on the show, we have Noble.
Well, it looks like things are going to be hopping today.
Yeah, you can say that. And next on the show, we have Mighty Red Wolf.
Just your average signal furry here, you know, just ringing the bells, doing what I usually do, what's best.
You know, speaking of that, maybe we might have to give you an idea to ring the bell. Ding, 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 show's on.
I could do that every time. I could set it up.
Just have it on automatic and like, boom. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, I'd love that. Anyway, so I would like to preface the show with an item of the past that's kind of resurged. And now, in the past, Noble, you might also have been familiar about this, but in 2000, Australia hosted the Olympic Games, and yeah, we had our mascots. We had Sid, we had Ollie, and we had Millie. And these are the mascots of the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. You know, platypus, echidna, and a kookaburra.
So to say Australia hasn't had furries for the Olympic mascots is an understatement.
So this was in the year 2000, and these were their mascots. Is that supposed to be a porcupine in the middle?
No, it's an echidna.
An echidna.
Yeah, it may look deceptive. Like you would think it looks like either a hedgehog, for those unfamiliar.
Yeah, hedgehog, porcupine, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, these clearly look like mascot costumes. Oh, geez, these are scary.
They look weird. They just look too weird.
Wait, does that echidna have boobs? It totally does, doesn't it?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I was about to say something about that.
What the bonkers? Okay.
All right. So now, in this current generation, our local supermarket Woolworths has come up with a collectible photo album of these mascots for these games. It's a complete different contrast, but hey, here we are. That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mostly they're boomers.
You see, this is something that obviously a furry artist made. Like, this is what I imagine. If I saw this on Twitter, I'd be like, oh, I wonder what artist made this. But no,
yeah,
this
like,
is actually
familiar,
the official
right?
art.
Like, it's stylistically, you know, very similar to something that, you know, you're right.
Definitely furry.
Yeah, they look like characters that, like, our friends would probably have.
Oh yeah, wow. Right down to the you know the artistic style. Not to mention,
but this is the actual official characters, right? Like of the Olympics.
I wouldn't say so. Don't know yet. Well,
so far, we've only seen them at the supermarket, but I'm actually surprised at the level of detail that went into this.
Yes,
and the fact that this came up in a supermarket, though. I mean, I have to wonder. The people who made this, they have to be furries.
Right.
They have
so if you read the side print, we'll show you another one. So in this image, we'll get you the side print. But you can see one's a frill-necked lizard and the other two are definitely, you know, kangaroos.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on now. This is created by the Royal Australian Mint?
Yep.
Look at this nonsense. No.
I swear, what on earth happened to that frill-necked lizard's... it looks like someone went at it with a knife.
It looks more frog-like.
I mean, maybe, but I swear, though, it looks like a furry definitely had something to do with this. I'm not entirely sure what these real lizards look like in real life, but they didn't do a bad job with it, I have to say.
But you can tell it's definitely furry-inspired, though.
Oh, yeah, with a little hand wave and the wink. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's definitely with that. Furry. Furry, yeah. Furry.
All right.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
We like it.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me of, like, fan art that furries would make of Zabivaka when he was playing soccer. Or football.
And the last one.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Hell, I could draw this and send it to the Royal Australian Mint and have it be officially recognized as a mascot. Hell, any furry artist really could.
I get a feeling maybe that's what happened, maybe.
I think so. Like, if that's the case, that'd be damn awesome. Oh, and guys, yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but like on the surfboard, all those stars, I think that's supposed to replicate the flag.
Precisely.
To some abstract degree.
Yeah, I think so.
That is precisely it. It just cut, you know, as you'd say, you know, we've covered in, you know, the green and gold, the Australian sporting colours.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, it is cool, though.
Yeah, but, you know, like, compare and contrast, though, it's like it's a real far cry compared to the mascots of old that we used to have.
Hmm.
Definitely. Well,
they were stylized a little better in on television. However, yeah, this sort of imagery, I'm really shocked about how well they did it. So it's either taking Disney, which is where a lot of furry fan art seems to come from, well, at least concept-wise. They've either done that, or they've just gone to Twitter and looked at a bunch of furry stuff and gone, oh, you know, this looks good, we'll just copy it.
That's what I'm thinking they did. Either that, artists. Or they looked at Twitter and they said, wow, here's some furry artists, let's hire them to draw our mascots. And that looks like what's happened.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe.
You can't doubt that, because a non-furry couldn't draw stuff like that.
No.
Here's the thing. I would actually be so amazed if they minted, you know, remember this is the Royal Australian Mint, if they minted some coins in that sort of... God, you imagine like a $1 or a $2 coin being stylized like that?
They do actually have some.
I'll take some.
They do have
if
some.
If there's like some anthro kangaroo like on the toonie, you know.
The downside is they do have some Australian coins for the Olympics, but they don't actually have the images of these characters on there. What really is disappointing, though, is that most images seem to be of boomers. And they left the frill-neck lizard basically off to the side. Like, there are so many other animals that could have done and used in Australia. For instance, like the dingo. There are a couple of crocodiles that could have used. Yeah, a bunch of marsupials that could have used a Tasmanian devil or the tiger or something. But no, they just went with bloody kangaroos.
It's the one that everybody sees, like, as the face of Australia.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. Either that or the emu. But, you know.
Emus.
Emu's yes. Got some bad memories, so I don't know if you want to have that on there.
Yes. We lost the war with them.
Yeah.
I know. If I brought who I think I'd bring into the show for this, then we'd be grilled about it incessantly. Anyway. So, yeah. Good memories. I don't know. Like, if you encounter them at Woolies or whatever, you know, or the supermarket, yeah. Gonna add that to the collection. So, let's get on to the big main of the main show of the week. Yeah, it's time to hide your kids, people.
Oh no! It's the gays.
Well, first, let me say, you know, a lot of these conservative groups were concerned. You know, first they're coming for your kids, and then they said, "Oh, it's going to be a slippery slope. They're going to try to." Go for everything. And first, they wanted to get married, they said, right? Okay, we want equal rights, equal marriage, la-di-da, all of that fun stuff. And it's not going to go any further. But now, they're literally saying they're going to try to indoctrinate your children. They're not even hiding it anymore. And this is the problem with the woke alphabet people cult.
Right, they've released the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir has come up with a video, and in it they explicitly said, like you said, no hiding, we're coming for your children.
God help us.
Yes, and yeah, let's read the lyrics to this one by one, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You say we all lead. Well, I don't want to do the whole cringy singing thing.
Okay, well, I actually watched this video, unfortunately. It says, let's see. You say we all led lives you don't respect. I'm not doing the song right, but
heck no.
But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, this just once. You're correct. Interesting. Let's talk about that. So if their agenda goes unchecked, they're going to harm children. Yeah, no shit.
It's a no-brainer. But yeah, you think they're going to get away with this? I don't think they're going to go away with it.
They're bragging about it. They already have gotten away with it. They're like, yeah, well, we already have, you know, trans.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, your kids, you know, we're going to gay up the kids and, you know.
Man, this is evil. This is some evil shit.
Next line. We'll convert your children, happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it.
Damn.
Yeesh.
This is like a demon whispering in your ear.
Yeah, they are. That's the thing. That's the difference. So,
the next one goes, just like you're worried, they'll change your group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night. And you'll be disguised when they start learning things online that you keep far from their sight. Ew.
Ew. Gross.
I'm holding back because I got something to say.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll let you loose once we finish the song. All right. Look, we'll let you go. Reach. You know, what are you gonna be like? You know, the crazy thing. You know? Anyway, here you go. Look, next line. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will. Reaching one and all. There's really no escaping it because even grandma likes RuPaul.
Well, I don't know what RuPaul is. But yeah, we'll convert your children. Yes, we will. That's what they're doing. They're in the schools. Hell, they're reading gay propaganda to children in libraries.
They have the drag queen story hour.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they're really trying to shove it down everybody's throats now.
And now they're just bragging about it. They're like, yep, this is what we're doing, guys. Ha ha.
Yeah, next, last line should be this one. The world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayed and grinder. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children. The gay agenda is coming home. The gay agenda is here.
And you see, people would call me a conspiracy theorist because that's what I've been saying all along. Like, look, they're not going to stop at just marriage equality, all right? That's not where they're stopping.
No, they're going to
go like, oh, Avera, you're such a bigot. How could you? Bro, they're literally saying that's what they're doing.
They're going to just keep going.
All right, is it time to unleash the noble?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, YouTube, back in the like 40s or 50s, there were these videos made. I remember one particular one, and I can't get it out of my head, where an individual who was supposedly gay was wandering around. He wasn't going after adult men, he was going after young boys. Effectively, back in the that sort of decade, they were calling gay people pedophiles. Not separating them, but basically calling them that. And this article kind of just goes back to that, and I'm thinking, oh shit.
Well, that's one of the things that they didn't like gay people for. That and the spreading of HIV and STDs, you know, back in like the 80s and 90s and stuff like that. But nowadays, it's a little bit more culturally accepted and even more subversive and kind of sinister. The way that they're infiltrating literally everything when it comes to politics, to Hollywood, to
popular culture,
society,
music,
yeah.
Games,
yep, social media, all that.
They're just ruining everything we have.
And it really is ruining things, because a lot of kids, like, you know, if you're like 7 years old, you don't know what the hell being gay is. You're not, homosexuality, none of that. No sexuality should even be an inkling of a thought if you're under the age of like 14, if you're not like mature yet.
Yeah, and then there's something called either talk with your parents or sex education.
Yeah, and that's why, like, once you reach that age, then they have sex ed, and you should talk about, you know, how humans reproduce and puberty and all that stuff. Like, back when I was in school, it was like a normal thing that we just learn about the safety behind it, not about how great it is to be a homosexual. I mean, what the hell is that about?
What? Yeah, where did that come from, Adam?
I don't know. Like, and they're teaching toddlers this too, in like, you know, Blue's Clues, and Nickelodeon is doing that crap. And now they're not even hiding it. They're like, "Yep, we won."
It's time to get out the kids. And if your parents are basically hateful, why are you so hateful? Yeah.
You know, I still fall under the thing where adult stuff should be left until, you know, people are adults. There are tons of cases that have been in the news where children have either been forcefully exposed to or had something to do with adult material in their childhood, and it's just screwed them up for the rest of their life.
Exactly.
I believe around 2008 to about 2012, I came across a documentary from the BBC where students were going online and using Google to do research, usually on sex education. Unfortunately, they'd come across some pretty hardcore pornography sites.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, gosh.
They were listening to a psychologist talk about how a lot of her female clients who are underage, and their partners were also underage as well, so not illegal, but a lot of these girls were left feeling like they'd been raped. And that's not okay.
No kid should ever go through. Hell, kids shouldn't care about
nowadays, as I understand, Google have filtered the results a little more so you don't get sexual So when people go look up sexual education stuff, they generally don't come across porn websites. I don't know how effective it is, but I would hope that it's going to be more effective than what it used to be. Still, if that's just regular pornography, what is going to be having all this sort of stuff that's going on now going to affect people in the next 10 years, affect kids in over the next 10 years, next 20 years?
Well, yeah, you have to also consider the definition of pornography, because I was watching some videos of the Pride Parade in New York City just a couple of weeks ago, and they were like young kids, and then there you had, like, you know, these gay couples dressed in nothing but leather gear running around with like rainbow flags and shit, and there's like 5-year-old children like watching them, and they're like all hugging and having fun and dancing around like it's no big deal. Can you imagine it, like, if that happened to you when you were a kid? Hell, if I went to a Pride Parade when I was like 7, damn, that would really fuck me up.
I would have enjoyed it.
I grow up all confused, like, oh, what are my pronouns? I don't know. Am I a boy or a girl? You know, like, this is the kind of weird indoctrination that's, you know, thickening the minds of kids.
Yeah, because, you know, for me, being only in my 20s, it took me until I was about 20, actually, to finally realize that I was actually bisexual. I mean, I wasn't into that shit when I was little.
The problem I have is that some people are really pushing, especially in the trans area, for self-castration by going to a doctor. Now, I'm sorry, but at the moment, that can't be undone. That really can't be undone.
You're right. And it's not even just castration physically, even chemically. Like, let's say if you're a man that wants to become a woman, if you take estrogen for too long, it can completely destroy your ability to be fertile, and that's irreversible. It's a horrible thing, and some people want that, or they think they want that because they're so brainwashed, because they think, oh, it's going to make me happier if I pretend to be the sex that I'm actually not, and then they realize the mistake that they've made, and now kids are, you know, so impressionable and so confused, like, they don't know, oh, if you want to be a girl, you could be a girl, but they're like, but I'm a boy. You know, like when you're very young, you're taught boys and girls, you know, they're separate. You know, back when I was in kindergarten, we had the boys line and the girls line. We had the boys table, or the girls table, whatever. But now we have what, 76 genders, and they're trying to just confuse and destroy everything. It's not conducive to a productive society, I think.
It's more confusing than ever what they, that's what they've done to this.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention as well, you know, the children have, you know, what are they shoving down children's throats as well? Pronouns. You know, children, you know, name your children's gender at birth and all that
stuff. Oh, yeah, that's nonsense.
Yeah, it's like,
they have to choose their gender. Look, if you're born with a dick, you're a boy. If you're not, you're a girl. Get real.
Yeah, it's just as simple as that. That's how it was, I think, what, back in the 90s, maybe 2010s, before all this shit came about.
And if stuff don't feel right, it's called growing pains.
Well, what if you're, like, let's say 6 years old, and you say, Mommy, Daddy, I identify as a dinosaur. I want to be a dinosaur. You're like, okay, little Timmy. Yeah, sure, you could be a dinosaur. Whatever. And they don't take that seriously. But let's say little Timmy's like, I want to be at a dress. I want to be like Mommy. I want to be a girl. They'd be like, yes, put you on hormone blockers. You will be trans.
There is a mother in Texas. I don't know where the case is going, but apparently she wants to castrate a son because he wore a dress once. Once.
Oh.
Holy Lord.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. This is where this ideology goes. At first, they just wanted to get married. They said, oh, it's not a slippery slope. We're not coming after your kids. They said. And now look where we are.
Yeah, bunch of bullshit if you ask me.
And hell, Red, same with you. Like, it took me a while to discover that I was bisexual.
Yeah, but I was...
That's just know, that's one facet of, that's of, the thing about of me, your though. Being a person. That's all I it know. Is.
That's the thing about me is, it's like I said, it took me over 2 decades to finally realize this. I was never into this crap when I was little. I was just... basically more focused on what I needed to do. I wasn't focused about genders and all that other other crap.
Well, I'm not either, because the thing is, it's not about equal rights anymore. It's a political agenda. It's pushing this radical, woke, lefty cult. At the end of the day, like, that's really what it is. Now, sure, I happen to not be straight, but I don't agree with the movement and the stuff that they're doing to harm people. I don't agree with that. And people call me a bigot for saying my opinions about the matter. How is that fair? How is that tolerant?
It's because they're stupid.
But yeah, seriously,
and
though,
this is what we see.
What is wrong with having a sex dungeon or just keeping stuff in your bedroom?
Okay, well, the sex dungeon, I didn't. nothing's wrong with having a sex dungeon, I suppose. I don't have one, but
I don't.
I think we all know the secret.
Yeah, but no, seriously, I mean, what is wrong with keeping it behind closed doors?
Nothing at all. Noble, you're right. It should be kept behind closed doors. And no one should flaunt your sexuality to the public, to strangers, be like, oh, by the way, this is who I like to screw, and here's my flag to show everybody. No. What the hell? No one cares. I don't care who you sleep with. Please don't tell me. I do not care. Yeah. It has nothing to do with equal rights or anything under that umbrella. It has nothing to do with that.
Look, and holding hands or a light kiss out in public, at least in the Western world, is perfectly fine. Do that shit in the Middle East and you'll probably get thrown off a building, but
yeah.
You know, on an all out snog fest, even if it's straight, it's a bit sort of like, you know, you probably should go find a private place to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what pride parades have become. They become essentially like orgies in the streets. Where everyone's welcome because of tolerance. Well, it's selective tolerance, but, you know.
Anyway, I guess we've kind of, you know, gone to the edge of it, though. So, just in a nutshell, though, I just want to say as a concluding statement to all of this, though. Really? Bears repeating again? Hide your children. Homeschooling is a great alternative. And, yeah.
Yeah, stay away from the alphabet people.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Unless, of course, you want to troll them to all I haven't, because it's going to be easy.
It's so easy to troll these idiots.
It is. I mean, it is pretty easy. Gotta admit, they're that gullible.
And although, sensitive. And yeah,
I'm pretty sure there's one letter group that's going to be horribly offended by, well, the alphabet group.
Oh, which letter?
A.
Asexual?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that's going to be part of the LGBTQIHWXYZ, whatever the crap. Yeah, the asexuals, too. Yeah, we're a part of the all that nonsense. How is that even part of it? I don't even know.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. It's I like always thought asexual like was become, like a sponge.
You know, it's like they've become the anti-birth cult.
You said it.
Yeah, but that's not LGBT. You know, LGBT is about, like, not being heterosexual. I mean, if you're asexual, that means you don't like anybody.
Right? Anyway.
Probably why the reason why they're excluded as well.
Yeah, you know, anyways, isn't just LGBTQ just the opposite of being straight anyways? Just leave it at that.
Well, maybe not the T, but, you know.
Yeah, so maybe
the T's got destroyed. Remember, the T's got destroyed when Super Straight came into the play.
Super furry.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, so let's move on to the next item, eh? Shall we?
All right.
It was fun, now. So, Snowflake Strike Back. Classic films given stricter classifications for today's timid audiences. Classic films including Rocky, Star Wars, and Flash Gordon have been given higher classifications by the censors amid fears they will upset the so-called Snowflake generation.
Yeah, I believe that.
Oh my god.
I believe it.
Can you imagine when the original Star Wars trilogy becomes something that's such a hot topic and edgy?
Well, they didn't have enough black people in Star Wars. Obviously, it's racist. It's a symptom of white supremacy and all that shit.
And, you know, that's the thing is, all these movies from way back then, maybe what, like 60s, 70s, 80s, were all fine back then. Why are they now bitching about it today?
Because people are bored and woke and stupid.
Exactly. It was all fine back then, and back then it was stricter times, too.
Back then, it was satire. It was normal. Right. Thing is, back then was normal. Nowadays, within the last 5 or 6 years, people have gone so far off the lefty woke deep end that it's just a whole different perspective that they live. Like, they live in a different planet, these people. It's absolutely crazy.
Who remembers when streaming service left out the ooh la la scene from Back to the Future?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about that one either.
Oh, wow. People lost their shit. That part got left out.
Oh, what happened?
I can't remember the streaming service, but effectively, the ooh-la-la scene when Marty's going through the magazine, the girly magazine, thinking it's the almanac.
Okay.
He goes, ooh-la-la. Ooh la la, the name of the actual magazine. I think it was for some conservative country where it was left out, and that version of Back to the Future was uploaded to the streaming service. And people lost their shit.
Oh, what was it, some like misogyny nonsense, or was this like some Islamic country that was against that kind of stuff?
Pretty sure it was Islamic.
Ah, okay.
As for which country, I can't recall what it was named, but I can't recall the streaming service still.
All right.
Right. So,
Do we have any live comments? Anyone questions? Nothing?
Not at the moment. Let's continue on. We got more of the article. So they said, you know, this was reflecting, quote unquote, changing social standards, which is true. And, you know, and in the survey of public opinion of 10,000 strong, you know, this is what they've come up with. You know, this is what they've come up with. Like, some movies are now unsuitable for children that they've, you know, cranked up the rating up, you know.
Yes, it says, in in most recent research, found a heightened sense of anxiety, especially among young audiences, over depictions of quote-unquote real-world scenarios which they were concerned could happen to them. Behaviors cited were terrorism, suicide, self-harm, and discrimination. Yeah, welcome to the real world. That shit happens, guys.
Hang on, wasn't the point of movies to sort of show that sort of stuff?
It depends if they're trying to make a point, but that's not really the big deal here. The big deal is people are offended by movies that do portray such things. That is a cause for concern.
Right.
That people are so... Do they really think that the audience are that sensitive and pathetic and triggered that they have to warn people and, like, redo their sensors and cut things out?
I guess... I mean, it all depends, because remember, they took their advice from a survey of 10,000. Now, we don't know what they came up with, but this is it.
10,000 college students.
Oh, God, no. Anyway, next one, you know, the sci-fi, this is, you know, for context, this is, you know, this is a UK system, but the sci-fi fantasy Flash Gordon, also classified as an A and as a PG for video, was also upgraded to a 12A because of its moderate violence, language, sex references, and discriminatory stereotypes. From Flash Gordon.
I
didn't see anything wrong in that movie.
I don't know what exactly the A rating means in that particular country.
In the UK system.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's confusing though.
If there were sexual references, I mean, maybe they could bump it up a bit. But I don't know if you guys have seen like some of the videos or some of the movies that came out in America in the 80s when they were PG, but they really should have been like R. There is some shit in like the 1980s and 90s movies in America. Hell, Night of the Living Dead, I believe it was Return of the Living Dead. There was like some naked woman dancing on a grave and it was rated like PG-13. I'm like, bro, she's like dancing around like topless. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, or
is that PG-13? I don't know.
Or how about a certain scene where Marilyn Monroe's wearing a dress underneath the vent? I mean, is that rated R, perhaps?
Now it would be.
Yeah.
But back then, probably not.
Yeah,
I don't even know if that rating.
Nobody cared back then.
Yeah, but nowadays people are so damn sensitive. At least like the woke Twitter mob.
Yeah, that's why this cancel culture. That's why this cancel culture shit now exists, unfortunately.
No, Marilyn Monroe is racist.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
What, you don't remember her?
Never really watched anything with her in it.
It doesn't matter if you did or not. If you find some old movies and stuff that she was in and she made some off-color comment, you can just be like, oh, cancel her.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter.
But yet, you know, she said all this stuff way back then and nobody gave a damn.
Yeah, because at the time it was culturally acceptable.
Exactly, see?
Right. So, where do we go from here? You know, like, do we, you know, like, given current, you know, for quote-unquote current sensibilities, do we really need to up or down, like upgrade or downgrade certain ratings, classifications?
I would.
Maybe they should stick a year next to the classification.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Just put the year.
Like, you know, PG-13, you know, M15, MA-15 plus. Like, the Australian system is, you know, rated by, you know, letter and then recommended age. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Also, you hear it a lot, you know, in a lot of the modern TV shows, viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, I think that's all you need to do. Like, yeah, if you think you're mature enough to watch a movie that you're not going to get nightmares from or be traumatized or whatever, then sure. It's
or
up
like,
to
you know,
the person.
Okay, so with that, just in America, you always see that. In Australia, you don't.
Oh. Really? Yeah, because even for like some of the newer TV shows that I still watch, you know, of course I still love Hell's Kitchen though, but of course they have to do the viewer discretion is advised because of all the cussing.
However,
yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
However, in Australia, if the program includes Indigenous people, they will make an announcement to state that some of the people in this show may be deceased.
Why does that matter?
Probably should look that up because I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I was.
We do have. Like, we also
when
do
I watch
get
like
the
history documentaries,
too.
Most of the people I'm watching documentaries of are probably dead for like hundreds of years. Like, is viewer discretion advised because we're talking about dead people?
The other thing is that we do have that viewer discretion advertisement, but that's usually when things are really, really bad.
Well, I noticed that they always do the viewer discretion is advised mostly on Fox, which kind of makes you wonder, of course. Yeah, that's kind of a given. I don't need to say any more about that.
Maybe you should go ask your relatives, Red.
I probably should, you know, because I remember some of the older stuff, some of the older movies, they didn't care about some of that other stuff. They didn't have that viewer discretion stuff.
Actually, it was a reference to the fact that a red wolf's usually, I think, aren't they a cross between a wolf and a fox?
Yeah, it was a reference to your family being literal foxes.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting, what Disney has started doing, is Disney has done something very similar. Before they air like an older show, like something like Dumbo, for instance, they'll say, all the views expressed in this particular program are outdated and archaic, and they were back in the day, it was acceptable, but now it's not. Viewer discretion is advised. So that's what Disney has been doing on Disney Plus. Like whenever they try to show like the older stuff that have like some racially inspired jokes or whatever, they have like a trigger warning, essentially.
Mm.
It's kind of embarrassing. It's like, do they really think their audiences are that sensitive that they have to actually mention it? It's kind apparently of condescending.
Sounds like someone's never met a Karen.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, but do you think, just as a final question, though, do you think today's audiences really are that timid?
Clearly. Because, you know, we're dealing with a bunch of woke idiots anyway.
No. I would say a vocal minority are. There are definitely going to be that small group of radical, woke, lefty nonsense people that will be offended by shit like this. And they're the ones that are writing all these articles, trying to make all these changes. But for the most part, normal people don't give a shit. They don't. No one's offended by some edgy joke that was made 50 years ago. Right? No one cares.
Because that stuff was a product of its time, you know? Right?
Yeah.
No, you gotta admit, the stuff back then was good shit.
It was, yeah, it was funny. It was clever, it was whatever. Like, I'm not triggered by it. I don't like, have to, like, sue a company that I was traumatized by some nonsense.
And it was, you know, a reflection of the situation at its time. So.
You know the great thing about books? Is they generally have a copyright year. So when I looked at a dressmaking book from the 1930s, they had a list of stitches. One of them stuck out. You want to know the name of it?
Mm. What?
Faggot Stitch.
Hey, okay.
Hey.
How old is that book?
That was the actual name of the book. This is like 1940s, I think.
Wow. Well, I'm offended by that because it says faggot. And that's offensive to the gay people. Because
when was that term used to describe people of the homosexuality community? See, it's the same as the word gay, whereas the word gay used in the 1950s and before meant something different than it does
it used
in
to mean
modern
like happy. It used to mean like happy, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. In the Flintstones theme song, they have the word gay in there. Yeah, have a gay old time. Yeah.
So when people use words such as that faggot stitch one, you should be asking what era.
Right. Well, when you mentioned faggot, I was thinking of like a pile of sticks. So is that kind of what it refers to?
Does it
have anything to do with a pile or layers or something?
It's a multi-stitch, but it's sort of all over the place.
Okay, so kind of like a heap, like a pile of stuff.
Yeah, just a mess of stitches.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a faggot is literally a pile of sticks bundle. And stuff. Kind of just
it's a bundle,
haphazardly arranged. Yeah.
All right.
At the time, that would have made linguistic sense. But now it's just offensive.
Yeah.
So I don't understand people, man.
Yeah. Funny how
seven words. Seven words.
All right. So let's move on to the next item, shall we? Right. So next one. There is an upcoming series of books from the Dungeons and Dragons series. HarperCollins Children's Books partners with Hasbro, Wizards of the Coast, on exclusive Dungeons and Dragons middle grade publishing programs. And I just want to say, is this what Dungeons and Dragons has fallen into?
Oh gosh.
Unfortunately, they've already done a lot of stuff. So let's see what they're doing now.
Right. So Dungeons and Dragons, so they're now about to launch a Dungeons and Dragons, middle grade novel series called Dungeon Academy: No Humans Allowed. And
it just seems like it's nuts now what they've also gone to.
Just out of curiosity, how long does it take for someone to die after they get dragged over the gravel by a horse?
Depends.
Yeah.
It really seems like that's what they're doing with this Dungeons and Dragons thing at the moment. I mean, I like the idea of that Muppet thing, but, this is just bleh.
Yeah. I do have a couple of friends who used to play, used to play it when it used to be good, but now it's like total crap.
Right. Like the 5th edition rule set has come, Tom so-and-so, they've added inclusivity features such as, combat wheelchairs and what have you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of crazy.
You know who managed to do that wheelchair thing properly? Extreme Ghostbusters. No, seriously, have you seen the show? Or the cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they never made it about the fact that he was in a wheelchair. They made it about the fact that he was a guy who fought ghosts in a wheelchair.
You know who else did combat wheelchairs properly? I think the Sly Cooper series. There, Bentley gets so injured he wound up in a wheelchair. And yeah.
Oh my goodness, Jolt! You are absolutely correct. Yes, Grandpa in his wheelchair when he went into the 3D world, he was like Superman. That was cool. Yeah, 3D. I saw that shit in theaters.
You know what's also griping me about this whole Dungeons & Dragons thing? Look at the art style of they're trying to do.
No humans allowed. See, I like that sentiment, but not in the Dungeons & Dragons case.
Yeah.
Let's say if there was a furry game where we had to, eliminate all the humans, that'd be kind of cool.
I know Foxa would be all over it.
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking furry supremacist. Of course he'd be all over it. Absolutely. Hell, me too.
Maybe I would be too, because I'm not really too fond of humans.
Yeah. Also, guys, one of my favorite games on PS2 is called Destroy All Humans, where you play as an alien called Cryptosporidium.
Oh.
And you get to blow up all the human civilization. Oh man, it's great. It's such a great game.
Oh, it's just fun, some of these other RPG games where you actually kill the human race.
Yeah, the thing is though, with Dungeons and Dragons, they already have human races in their world, right?
Yeah, so why would you want to do that now?
I don't know.
Doesn't
make sense.
And you can't even use orcs anymore because orcs are apparently racist, so that's kind of them.
In the Dungeons & Dragons series?
Mm.
It's one of those things, too. They have, they've said a lot of things about orcs there, but, it's not how we hear about. But what we hear about is what Dungeons & Dragons, what this means for the monsters. Let's have a read of the synopsis, shall we? Who'd like to read this?
All right, I guess I'll do it. Welcome to Dungeon Academy, where hundreds of monsters and creatures study vigorously, prepping for the dark world that awaits beyond the dungeon walls. At the Academy, you excel by being the scariest. But young Zelly, who was adopted by Minotaurs as an infant, is the one thing monsters and creatures of the Forgotten Realms fear the most. She's a human! Gasp! Disguised! As an adolescent Minotaur, Zelly keeps to herself, does her work, and becomes, quote-unquote, invisible to everyone at the Dungeon Academy, while in history of horrible human class, Zelly learns of the great human adventurer, Alidora Stell, I'm not going to pronounce
Steel
that,
strike.
Who oddly resembles her. Could Zellia also be her name as well, seeking answers to the true image? Okay, whatever.
Now, the thing, it's...
I'm not going to read the rest of that crazy voice,
right,
but
you know what, this man, like, in a way, like, it's kind of reminiscent, right? Like, you know what popped up in my mind? Monsters, Inc.
Oh, there's a TV show to that now.
Yeah, there
is. Oh, yes, I heard about that. Monsters at Work. So, Jolt, how do you think that relates to Monsters, Inc.?
Remember the original movie when monsters were scary and they scared humans?
Mm-hmm.
And then they scared these, mannequins of humans. And then when a real human baby, remember that little, human baby Kim? Can't remember her name? Yeah.
Little baby Boo. I think her name was Boo.
Yeah, Boo.
That's fun.
When she went to the monster world, they were all afraid of her and they thought she was like a virus.
Yeah, I haven't watched a movie in ages, so yeah.
I know, it's still a funny ass movie though, but of course we all know what happened in the end.
Yeah, Boo died because she got an infection from the monsters. No. Did you guys not see that alternate editing? Oh, sorry. Spoilers. Boo died.
Oh,
turns out the monsters were right. They actually are infectious.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, jeez.
Yeah, but you know what this does mean, I guess it's another mistake because this doesn't resonate with the actual Dungeons & Dragons because, monster's got a monster, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it really doesn't resonate with Dungeons & Dragons, especially because that there are no human clans here. Hell, even if there were, the fact that she's like a Minotaur and this whole backstory, I see what they're going for. I don't know if I can entirely get on board with it, though.
Right.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, but even people who have, if you compare it to other things, like, people who have the skill to tame monsters or what have you, then, right? Doesn't this sound like a little jarring or something? Not that I know how monster taming, if monster taming is legitimately a thing in Dungeons & Dragons, because I haven't played it, but. But you get the point, right?
I don't know. I mean, with D&D, like, you can make up your own characters. Like, I know a bunch of my friends that play D&D, and they have human characters. They have humans that can, like, do sorcery, and, like, they're rogues or they're healers or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're trying to, like, get rid of humans is a little weird.
Yeah,
I know, like, in personal campaigns, like, that's not going to happen. But
yeah, here's the thing, though, is, like, I do have a really close friend of mine, who actually lives around here, he was also a sorceress. I know it's weird, but there's also another person of mine who also, they also did human characters. But it's like, once they learn this, they probably already know, they're probably super pissed off about this.
I'd be, yeah. I never played D&D, but I did design dungeons for some of my friends who are, like, dungeon masters, like, at their colleges and stuff. And yeah, there were, like, most of them were human characters with, like, special abilities and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, why not, right?
Yeah. It's fun, man. I wonder if D&D is trying to, like, take, what is it? Like, inspiration from World of Warcraft, when they were trying to say that orcs were racist. Now they're trying to make their own little special monster classes that everyone
and to really sanitize the image of the orcs and
that's what they're trying to do, maybe.
Yep, I think so.
Sanitize, oh, it's like they doused them with bleach.
Yeah, and Dungeons, and you know, like this just makes me want to, you know, go. Just stick to the older rule books, like anything that's before 5th edition, you know, 4th, 3rd. Yeah, you're fine.
Right?
So, yeah. Yeah, just stick to the old rule books. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, why do you need all these new rules anyways?
Yeah, it was fun back then, you know, before we had all this woke political bullshit trying to destroy the game. Yeah, just play it like it used to be.
Just stick to the damn classics.
Yeah, I mean, I get what they're trying to do, but, you know, it's not like, you know, Dungeons & Dragons isn't, inherently inclusive because, you know, you can just pick it up, no matter who you are.
It's all about imagination, man. You could just make up whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go form your own group with your own people. You don't have to turn around and go join a bunch of people you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Precisely.
I guess that's the difference between that and World of Warcraft. Like, when you want to go into dungeons, like, you have specific rules and or certain rules by the game that you have to abide to. Unfortunately, but...
I wonder why people find that too restrictive and repulsive anyway.
I mean, it got old, you know. WoW got really old. After they started adding all these different continents and different races, and then they try to, like, change the rules or how their races operate, I'm like, nah. No, forget that.
It's just not going to work out in the end.
All right. Yeah. But I guess, you know, all things considered, yeah. So, I guess, you know, yeah, I guess we've come to the end. Yeah, come quite to the end of it.
Have we actually finished early for once?
That happens.
Yeah. Oh, well. I know this week was a little bit slow. And then, you know, sometimes I thought I'm onto something, and then, you know, sometimes I just, like, whoops, read, like, okay, yeah, nah, let's go with this, let's not go with this.
Well, and then a supermarket has to literally...
Some interesting things going on this week.
Yep, you know, for me, I gotta worry about tomorrow, about, you know, because there's gonna be a lot of, because of that one, you know, when we did that one podcast with the, you know, the local Hawaiian clinic, yeah, when the local clinic closing... You know, it's interesting receiving that letter saying they decided to permanently close it now, even though they just remodeled it. I mean, tomorrow is really going to be a huge day. There's going to be a lot of people there. Everyone wants it open back up again. So that's what's going to be going on for me tomorrow.
You could always take the bolt cutters and open it up yourself.
Well, no, I meant they actually moved everyone to a different clinic that's actually further away from this town. It's actually makes it harder for all the elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
No, what I'm saying is that if you were to open it up, not just, you know, open the doors and have everyone go in there and wait for appointments.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard if there's no staff.
Well, it's also kind of hard, like, if you just open the doors and you go there, like, you still have to have a job, right, and get paid.
Exactly. Right. That's what they did, is they actually let go of everyone's jobs that were working there. That's the other thing. 45 jobs gone.
What I'm saying is, as a form of protest, to have that place packed for every single day until they decide to actually reopen it.
Oh, trust me, there is even staff members that are actually going to be going back to there tomorrow.
Like, yeah, just, the, you know, occupied thing.
Yeah, all that, like, the old staff members that got moved over to the new clinic are actually not really that happy with it either.
Yeah. Mm.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, since we're here, you know, come here and finish early, like, what did you guys think of, like, this week's, you know?
I know, it feels like this week kind of went a little too slow. There wasn't much going on.
I like those.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think, and it's not just me, you know. And I'm not the only one who's felt like this week has gone really slow. But also because of stuff that's, you know, that's beyond the area of what we do here.
Yeah, so, I mean, sometimes slow weeks are the best. You just you just get a break from everything.
Yeah.
Well, you get to go worry about cleaning your own house or going to pick up something you forgot to do for the last several months or notice that fence is starting to fall apart.
Yeah, and playing catch up.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds rather specific. Do you mean like all this stuff you're going through?
No, just sort of.
Do you have to fix your fence?
I don't have a fence.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a yard.
Yeah, I've got another AVR. What did you think? Was this week slow and just, you know?
Oh, are we doing closing statements?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this week went pretty okay. I'm sorry, guys, if I haven't been able to talk to you all that recently. I've just undergone a procedure, so I'm still kind of getting back into the loop about things. But when it comes to this week, I would say, holy bonkers, watch out for the LGBTQ alphabet people agenda. It's some scary shit. They're not even hiding it anymore. And I was absolutely flabbergasted to see what the San Francisco chorus actually admitted. I can't believe there's not more backlash about this. Like, why aren't mainstream media reporting about how this crazy cult is trying to indoctrinate kids? I just cannot fathom why they don't talk about that. Aside from that,
because they're in on the play together.
Yeah, it's messed up, man. Aside from that, I hope to see you next week, and hopefully we have better news. I mean, oh my goodness.
Yeah, maybe something a lot less, you know, a lot less over the top. Or who knows, maybe something that's so over the top, you know, that's kind of our shtick.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy, man.
You never know what's popping, right?
Yeah. Let's keep our eyes open then. So, as a conclusion, thanks to all you guys who tuned in. Hope you guys enjoyed this as much as we did making it. As ever, our episodes are available at Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more, you know, whatever decides to pop its head out in the future.
Yeah, or whatever crawls out of its hellhole.
Cesspool.
Right. Have a good week, guys.
All right, bye, guys. Bye. We'll see you next week.
This is us signing off. Farewell, and until next time.